Some past Christadelphian hymn writers and composers by Stuart Cowley-Shaw. Sister Mary Randalls. Mary was a child of John and Susanna Turney, living at Old Lenton near Nottingham. She was born about the year 1853, soon after her parents, with others, had broken away from the Campbellite Church as a result of hearing the teaching of Dr. John Thomas. His new congregation had close links with one in Edinburgh and sent delegates to the annual aggregate meetings held in Edinburgh. In May 1860, the Nottingham Ecclesia held its first fraternal, at which Brother Robert Roberts was a delegate from the Halifax Ecclesia. By then, Joseph Stones was treasurer and John Turney a leading member. The following year, when Brother Roberts and his wife were in Nottingham with his employers, two American phrenologists, on a lecture tour, they stayed at the Turneys and later corresponded with the children, Annie, William, Helen, Mary and Lizzie. In 1869, Mary was keeping school at Wisbech and visited her parents in Nottingham in order to be baptised. 3 years later, she'd become a member of the Birmingham Ecclesia and she went back to Nottingham for the opening of their meeting room, which they called the New Synagogue. In that year, Mary became an ecclesial organist, having already become a Sunday school teacher and having started a singing class of over 50 members. Brother Roberts enlisted her help with the music for his proposed new hymn book, which came out in 1874. The tunes were printed in tonic solfa and staff notations. She contributed her own tune, Langland Bay, and probably had a hand in several other tunes composed by brethren. The small group responsible for the music of this hymn book had an enormous task, fitting music to words and reharmonising where necessary. There's a tradition that her tune, which is now number 222 in the 1964 hymn book, was composed while sitting on the beach at Langland Bay near Swansea. The words, "Thy kingdom come, O God, thy rule, O Christ, begin," have been fitted to this tune, but it's not the usual tune that we sing in the Green Book. A much nicer tune, I think, was written by Mary. By this time, Mary was a schoolmistress living with some of her family in Belgrave Road. She was appointed Sunday School Superintendent in 1875, despite some opposition from male chauvinists. By then, Mary was a firm friend of Sister Jane Roberts. The troubles that had arisen from the heretical views of Edward Turney had caused her to suspend her attendance at the main Birmingham Ecclesia for 6 months, but she returned with her faith in their teaching strengthened. It is very likely that Mary had met Brother Thomas Randley of Swansea while on holiday there. That resulted in their marriage in 1880. During their married life, she bore one child, a son, John Turney Randalls. She organised Eureka classes and sewing sessions for the sisters and became an ecclesia organist and Sunday school secretary. Her untimely death at the age of 53 in 1902 was caused by a kidney tumour. Soon afterwards, their son John was baptised. In a moving obituary, Sister Jane Roberts wrote, "I feel that the whole household of faith has sustained an irreparable loss. She is remembered with affection and esteem by many in Birmingham, where she was for many years a devoted labourer in the truth. She filled the office of superintendent of the Sunday school most efficiently. Mary also rendered valuable aid in arranging the music in both systems at the time when the hymn book was brought out. She was a living example of what a sister can accomplish by the dedication of her various talents to the Master's service." Her zeal in connection with the arduous work of the proclamation of the truth, the welfare of the Ecclesia, the Sunday School, and her ready sympathy with and ministration to the poor, and her untiring energy in every good work have often been a stimulus to her fellow workers. There were many more expressions of sorrow and admiration printed in the Christadelphian magazine. The second hymn writer we'll consider this evening is Brother Louis George Sargent. Brother George Sargent moved from Bristol to Bath when he married Sister Frances Newton. And Louis was born 2 years later in 1899. He joined the Western Supermare Sunday School and was baptised at the age of 15. 2 years later, he and his parents joined the small ecclesia in Bath, which met in the home of a brother and sister ward. Louis became a journalist working for the Chard and Ilminster News, and he began organising lectures in the Chard Town Hall with the help of the ALS. He also assisted at the open air lectures held in Bath. He began contributing to the Christadelphian magazine in 1921. And 2 years later, the Maranatha Press, owned by Brother Percy White, published his first book, entitled The Shield of David. In 1924, he joined the staff of the Western Gazette and moved to Yeovil, where he joined the tiny Sherborne Ecclesia, meeting in the home of Brother Rendell. They began holding lectures in 1927, and Brother Sargent was appointed recording brother. In 1928, he married Sister Winifred Grace Burt of Bristol, but she died tragically in 1931, soon after her father. By then, Louis was living in Yeovil, and Sherborne Ecclesia had amalgamated with the one in Yeovil. Lectures were started in the Labour Hall, and then, in 1932, in the Odd Fellows Hall. By then, the Ecclesia had a regular scheme of literature distribution. After what Brother Sargent later called many barren years, the Ecclesia had some encouraging results from a series of special addresses. Meanwhile, Brother Sargent had continued to write articles and poetry for the Christadelphian magazine, and he was a welcome speaker at local ecclesias and fraternal gatherings. By now, he was an experienced journalist and had developed skill in research, along with a feeling for the English language and ability as a historian. Not surprisingly, he was recruited as literary editor by Brother John Carter in 1939. By then, he'd contributed 9 parts to a series on the blessings of the kingdom. He continued to write both prose and poetry. A series on the Apocalypse was followed by the Pattern Prayer, Notes for Youth Circle Leaders, Judgment, and a long poem called The New Man in 1952. There are also 4 books of his writings entitled The Teaching of the Master in 1950, Ecclesiastes and Other Studies in 1965, The Gospel of the Son of God in 1966, and A Signed Mind, a selection of his published articles. Most of the material in these books had been published earlier in the Christadelphian magazine. Amongst other writings, he put a great deal of research into a series called Biblical Faith and Its Eastern Rivals, published in 1957. And he also contributed poems to a small book of them, now long out of print. At the office, he was a backroom boy with a timid nature and a solitary disposition, but who nevertheless devoted himself to the task of teaching shorthand to Jewish orphans in the home run by the brethren. He took a great interest in the work of youth circles and played a significant part in the preparation of the youth hymnal, which was eventually published in 1952. He contributed 4 hymns. High over lashing waves our God is throned. Who gave the horse his thunderous mane? And Jesus who gathered in tenderness the children. And was it for me thy flesh was wounded sore? The first and last of these were later used in the 1964 hymn book, numbers 52 and 169. In 1962, he took over as editor of the Christadelphian magazine when Brother Carter died. After 7 years, he retired a sick man to our rest home in Weston-super-Mare for a short time, before entering our Birmingham home and hospital, where he died in 1971.